The reason for this little chat here to take a couple of breaks with our friends at BioLife is to, I guess, BioLife 101, if nothing else here, because a lot of folks, you know, they see the facility on Holly Street, they hear the term BioLife, they hear the term plasma services, and some people think, okay, is that Panasonic? Is that JVC? Yep. Is, I mean, you get that strange question.
I get that. A lot of Chamber of Commerce meetings, where do I get the TV?
Right.
And we definitely don't do that.
People around here still thinking that, Marcia, have you done a pretty good job locally of educating the folks, you think?
I think locally we've done a lot of community involvement that is bringing attention to what the center does and what the pretty building down on the lake really is for.
Well, for those that don't know, Jason, let's dive right in. Plasma services, you guys do what?
Well, we collect plasma and we make plasma-based medicines out of it. And plasma, a lot of people might know this, some might not, but it's actually the transport system for your blood. It takes the blood around your body to everywhere that needs it. And it has lots of proteins in it that can be separated out to make medicine. And it really is life-changing, life-saving medicine.
For example, what are some of the medicines that are produced from human plasma?
Well, we have one that treats hemophilia, which if you have hemophilia, even mild or moderate, you fall down, you hurt yourself, and you can't stop bleeding. You would need to receive plasma-based therapies in order to stop that bleeding. And if you have severe hemophilia, you basically can't really live a normal life without it. So it really is just life-changing, life-saving.
Well, I mean, not to go down that path too far, but simple hemophilia, that means if you hit your arm on something, you may not cut open, but you'll bleed internally.
Exactly, and that's the biggest problem, is that the internal bleeding. Even if, you know, we get a bruise, we bump ourselves, we say, ow, that hurt. If you have hemophilia, you take it seriously. You might be rushed to the hospital. So it's vital.
So that's one, and it sounds like a major one. And there's many others. For example, Marcia, what
is? We make a product called Tissil, and Tissil is actually used in major surgeries where they wouldn't ordinarily have a chance to stop bleeding. It's kind of like a glue. They're able to stop the bleeding almost immediately and give people a better chance of coming through a surgery that they may not.
Now, BioLife has been in town locally here for a good number of years and in existence for even longer than that. Plasma donation's been around for roughly how long? I know that, I mean, even watching reruns of MASH, they talk about using blood plasmas, and this is the 1950s, so this is not a new thing.
No, it's not a new thing at all. It actually did start in World War II. It was called albumin. That was the first medicine made from plasma, and it was actually given to soldiers that were injured on the battlefield.
Yeah. So again, there's just a myriad of uses. And
yeah, and they still apply that principle today because it's used for anybody that goes into shock or any traumatic injuries. So if you're injured severely, then chances are you'll receive plasma-based medicine.
Now, Marcia, you're kind of on the front lines of this whole thing, being at the shop over here, and I use the term obviously loosely here, but I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you're the BioLife Plasma Center. What is the process? I mean, this is pretty simple. This is not like hours on end that you're looking for people. It takes about how long?
The first time that they come in, they're going to have a more of a questioning kind of deal, a short physical with one of our nurses, just to make sure that it's safe for the donor as well as the product that's coming through at the end. And after the first time, it's about an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. So it's not a big commitment of time, but we'd like to remind everybody that there is no replacement for human plasma in the products that we make. So it's not something that can be made synthetically. We really count on people to come in and donate to help other people's lives.
And while you're donating, they can sit and watch television, they can bring their laptops, they can do all sorts of homework, work, what have you. I mean, it's a pretty simple, you go and basically sit.
Right. We have wireless internet in the center, so they are able to connect to that. A lot of the students are able to connect right with the Northern Michigan University and do their homework while they're just having their commitment of time there.
Yeah, you can read, relax, listen to music. We even have a supervised child area for your kids. So bring your kids in when you donate and get an hour and a half of peace and quiet.
Some people will think, just how safe is this? And you guys, I mean, this is something you pride yourself on over there. It's just
exactly.
How safe and sterile and clean and how everything is.
We make everything as safe as possible, both for the donors that come through as well as the plasma that we collect for the patients that receive it on the other end. So, you know, when a person comes in, they're well educated about what the plasma donation is and how long it takes them, their personal bodies, to recover. So within 24 hours, you know, a person recovers from the plasma process, but it saves lives endlessly on the other end.